if they use them in their life tomorrow, that's another day that they can get clean. And so that's ultimately what I'm after, is helping people stay alive to ensure they have the opportunity to turn their life around one day.
Now, State Representative Stephen Owens on Cake News, and many residents say they support the legislation.
That's probably the best thing that could come out of it, right, is saving more people's lives.
And to Mid-America Network News.
Is looking for a new car giving you sticker shock? Rusty X Ford is here to help. We're discounting new Fords up to $1,500 off MSRP. Every car, every truck, and every SUV up to $1,500 off MSRP. Plus, save even more with up to $1,500 in available rebates. No games, no gimmicks, and no trading required. For a limited time, get financing as low as 0% APR on select models. Rusty X Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years in a row and counting. Come see us for the big discounts you want and the outstanding customer service you deserve. Only at Rusty X Ford and RustyXFord.com. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Prices plus taxes, fees, dealer add-ons, extra. 2023 F-150, 23 T-219, MSRP 62905, sale price 61405. Up to $1,500 rebate available on new 2022 Ford Edge. 0% APR financing on select new Fords with approved credit for up to 36 months. Payments of $2,778 per thousand finance. Cannot be combined with other offers or advertised specials. Vehicle subject to prior sale. Offers expire at Wednesday.
The city of Manhattan, Kansas, held an event for the four finalists looking for the position of the Parks and Recreation Director for the community, allowing them to speak and answer questions from the public.
We had a very full day comprised of interviews. There was an assessment team. We had a lunch with all the candidates and a lot of our staff. They also went on a public tour with the interim Park and Rec Director, Wyatt Thompson. So, they've been through a long day.
That was Deputy City Manager Jason Hilgers on WIBW. That says it's an extremely important position, not only for the community, but also for the state of Kansas, as they did a nationwide search for the position with all the recreational activities they have in the area.
We have the Discovery Center, we have the zoo, we have the animal shelter. So there's different components to it. So when we look for that type of person, an individual, we're looking for someone who has a breadth of experience, an understanding of where we're at as a community and where we're headed. Park and Rec Advisory Board, obviously a component, but we have other advisory boards, and then ultimately the City Commission.
Mid-America Network News.
No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another community across the state of Nebraska are concerned about potential new energy developments regarding wind energy that could be changing the property values of their local properties. As KNOP News Channel 2 reports that Dawson County has recently gotten together to discuss the new plans of the wind turbines between Dawson and Buffalo counties as they discuss the opportunities of having both positive and negative impacts on their property values.
What I look for, if the lease is valid, it's going to improve the property value. But it needs to be done the right way. There are a lot of questions that needs to be answered, because a lot of the projects that are a problem, why people are afraid of them, are, there's windmills that aren't being used that are still standing there, and nobody knows exactly how they're going to get rid of them.
That was Kobe Rickardson, owner of Remax Home Farm and Ranch, where they say some of the causes for concern among residents include the noise that wind turbines could create, as well as potentials for shadows flickering on buildings if they're not located far enough away.
This Saturday, get primed for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brews Restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rockin' Brews Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low contact, and contact-free options. Visit AARP.org/tax aid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's AARP.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP. 888-AARP-NOW.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Washington County Fair Board has announced the theme for this summer's event, A Pipeline to Your Dreams, runs July 18th through the 23rd in Washington County. Marshall County Fair theme this year is The Place to Be in 23 and runs July 13th through the 18th. Pheasants Forever will host an informational meeting in Marysville Friday regarding the Northern Bobwhite Quail Initiative, which seeks to address habitat loss and fragmentation, habitat planning, weed treatment, and prescribed grazing to benefit bobwhite quail. Cost share and technical assistance is available to landowners and can help return on investment on low-performing acres through conservation cover and range resiliency. This interactive and informative workshop Friday runs 1 until 2 p.m. in the community room at Marysville City Hall, is free and open to the public. Contact the NRCS office or call Austin Hesslinger at 616-312-3689 for more information. Recycling operations in Marshall County will center on 4 drop-off container locations, which are operational as of March. They are located in Marysville on 20th Street north of Hedstrom Hall, in Axtell north of the firehouse, in Blue Rapids City Park, and in Frankfort northwest of the ballpark. 3 compartments will accept cardboard, plastic, and aluminum and tin, which will be taken by Temp's disposal to the Twin Valley Workshop for sorting. Glass will not be accepted, and paper, newsprint, and magazines may be taken to the Twin Valley Operations Beatty, which is open Monday through Fridays, 8 to 3:30. Public is urged to separate recyclables and not dump trash or non-accepted items at the drop-off trailers. Valley Heights community will continue a once-a-month pickup, as well as the third Saturdays each month from 9:30 to 11 a.m. in Blue Rapids through May, then in Waterville, June through November. Cost of upkeep, limited personnel, and need to replace trucks and trailers were cited as reasons for the change in the recycling program in Marshall County. The second Saturday drop-off in Marysville has been suspended. The drop-off sites again are in Marysville on 20th Street north of Hedstrom Hall, in Axtell north of the firehouse, in Blue Rapids at the City Park, and in Frankfort northwest of the ballpark. The annual legislative forum in Marysville Saturday included State Senator Elaine Bowers and Representative Lisa Mosier, who were joined by staffers for U.S. Senators Jerry Moran and Roger Marshall, as well as Representative Tracy Mann's office. Of note, on the federal level, negotiations on the farm bill were mentioned, as well as the spending cap, an effort to include the value of farmland and small businesses for families with children applying for college student aid were listed as concerns. A number of state topics were outlined, and questions from local residents touched on rural housing, train safety, the food sales tax, a flat tax proposal, CanCare revisions, school resource officers, and the prospect of school vouchers, which are being considered. Our public affairs program this weekend will include comments from State Senator Elaine Bowers and State Representative Lisa Mosier from the annual legislative forum. Tune Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger, baked beans, sliced carrots, and pineapple. Friday, fish, macaroni and cheese, Normandy blend, and applesauce.
Splash into spring 2023 with savings on your Blue Valley internet bill. If you increase your speed this spring, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers early on today, staying cloudy and cooler with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. Staying mostly cloudy overnight tonight with the lows in the lower to upper 20s. Cloudy skies on Friday with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. And still cloudy over Friday night with our lows in the lower 30s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Another chance for some rain showers on Saturday, staying cloudy and breezy with our highs in the mid to upper 40s. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. And rain showers still possible throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 20s and mid 30s. North winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain in the morning on Sunday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 40s and mid 50s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Temperatures starting to warm up throughout next week. Sunshine on Monday with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early March 53, record high on this date 79, the average low 29, and the record low 2 below 0. Sunset this evening 6:26, sunrise in the morning at 6:50.
This week is Lutheran Schools Week. I'm Terry Harries from Good Shepherd Lutheran School. We have a fun week of activities planned for all of our students. Each day we have a dress-up day. Monday is Disney Day. Tuesday is PJ Day. Also on Tuesday, we have a special guest from Milford Nature Center. Wednesday's dress-up day is Backwards Clash Day. This day, we also get to celebrate with a family breakfast before chapel. We will conclude our week on Thursday with a pizza party with the local EMTs, firefighters, the sheriff, and police department. Join us as we celebrate Lutheran Schools Week.
The Bulls pull off the unimaginable, and Booker torches the Thunder. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Last night was everything but easy for the best in the West Nuggets, hosting the majorly underachieving Bulls. Fourth quarter, the rout was on.
Levine, right side, leads her three. Nothing but net. Bulls lead by 21 on the road.
Chuck Swirsky with the call on WSCR. Levine led all scorers with 29 points, handing Denver just its fifth home loss this season. Bulls crushed the Nuggets 117-96. The Celtics were home against the Trailblazers, looking to end a three-game skid. It was another rout, Boston pulling away in the third, thanks to Jason Tatum.
Tatum waiting, uses the Griffin screen with six to shoot it, with five, with four, with three. Tatum a deep three, and he made it!
The call on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That was three of Tatum's 30 points for the game. He sat out the entire fourth quarter. Celtics win easily, 115-93. More NBA. Kevin Durant was supposed to make his home debut last night for the Suns, but he slipped and sprained his ankle during warm-ups. The good news for Phoenix is they still have Devin Booker.
Booker on the drive against Terrence Mann. Spins him baseline. Fades from 15. It's money for Buck. Give him 41 on the night.
Call on KMVP. Booker finished with 44 points. The Suns dispatched the Thunder 132-101. In other action, the Pelicans beat the Mavs 113-106. Cavs edge the Heat 104-100. And the Clippers beat the Raptors 108-100. More teams heading to the big dance in men's college basketball. Montana State won the Big Sky. Texas A&M Corpus Christi won the Southland. Colgate won the Patriot League. In the UEFA Champions League round of 16, PSG fails yet again. Knocked out in the round of 16 for the fifth time in 7 years, losing to Bayern Munich 3-0 on aggregate. The other contest saw Tottenham and AC Milan play to a scoreless draw, but the Italian squad advanced 1-0 on aggregate. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Wednesday night high school basketball girls scores from state tournament action. First in Great Bend, Class 1A Division 2. Undefeated and 2 overall seed Hanover Wildcats defeat Wallace County 63-32. They will face the 3-seeded Tipton Blue Jays as they defeated Hutchinson Central Christian 45-40. That game between the Wildcats and the Blue Jays can be heard live on KNDY 95.5 with tip set for 2 o'clock Friday. On the other side of the bracket, 1-seeded Lebo defeated Roselle Pawnee Heights 56-12, while 5-seeded Buckland defeated 4-seeded South Haven 44-35. In Class 1A Division 1 action out in Dodge City, the 3-seeded Frankfort Wildcats defeated 6-seeded South Gray 61-53. The Wildcats will move on to face 2-seeded Quinter as Quinter defeated 7-seeded Olpe 57-47. That game between Frankfort and Quinter can be heard live on KNDY 95.5 with tip set for 6 o'clock Friday. On the other side of the bracket, 5-seeded Donovan West defeated 4-seeded Central Plains 62-40, while number 1-seeded Norwich defeated 8-seeded Caton Galva 42-34 to set up the matchup with Donovan West.
The Hanover Lady Wildcats are headed back to the semifinals of the state tournament, 1A Division 2. They won the quarterfinal matchup over Sharon Springs, Wallace County, on Wednesday afternoon. 63-32, the final score. Hanover jumped out to a 20-4 lead after the first quarter, led 31-10 at halftime, 43-19 after three, and went on to win it by 31. 63-32. The Lady Wildcats now 24-0 on the season as Wallace County finishes their year with a record of 16-8. Three Wildcats in double-double territory as Anna Duneman led the way with 13 points and 11 steals. Also 11 points, 10 rebounds for Keegan Atkins, and Macy Hawley added 10 points and 15 boards for Hanover in that victory. They out-rebounded at Wallace County 52-38 and created 25 turnovers, including 19 steals on the day for Hanover. Wallace County with one in double figures led by Jersey Finish with 12. Once again, Hanover moving on to the state semifinal, the 1A Division II tournament in Great Bend, winning over Wallace County 63-32. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Dusty Donovan.
Frankfort Lady Wildcats held off the South Gray Rebels 61-53 in first-round play in the girls' 1A Division I state tournament at Dodge City Wednesday. Teams went back and forth in the first half. Frankfort trailed by one. But Sydney Wapp led the second half. 18 of her 21 points came after intermission as Frankfort outlasted South Gray. Wildcats hit 24 of 30 free throws. South Gray 9 of 14. Wapp led all scorers with 21. Emma Hardwick with 16. Hattie Gross in double figures with 15. Frankfort and Fleur proves to 21-3. South Gray's Kylie Stapleton, a sophomore, had 5 trays, 17 points. Their top scorer, Vi Helm, had 10 points. She fouled out late. Rebels end their campaign 17-7 as Frankfort wins 61-53. And third-seed Frankfort meets second-seed Quinter in the Friday semifinals at 6, live on KNDY. Reporting, I'm Bruce Dierke.
Every exciting play and every big game of the state tournament is live on KNDY, with live coverage this week of the Marysville and Axtell boys, Hanover and Frankfort girls. Catch Marysville on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort live on FM 95.5. On air, online, and on your mobile app. Check it out. State tournament action continues this week. The sub-state championship games for Marysville, Axtell, Hanover, and Frankfort are all posted and available for download or for sharing under the sports tab at our website, KNDYRadio.com.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, yesterday was a big day in the markets because of the Wasley report being released yesterday. Matter of fact, it was bullish on beans but bearish on corn, and that affected prices yesterday. Here's how the markets closed on your Wednesday. March corn finished. May corn finished at 625.5. That's down. March wheat, 674.5 final, and that's down 10.25. May wheat finished at 687.5, down 10.5. Canada City wheat for May closed at 800.25, up 1. Kansas City wheat for July, 791, down 2.25. Minneapolis wheat for March, 835 final price, down 11.25. Minneapolis wheat for May, down 10.5 at 842.25. May oats finished at 349, up 7.5. July oats up 5.5 at 348.75. Soybeans for March closed at 15.26¾, up 1.5. May soybeans up 2.25 at 15.17¾. Soybean oil for March closed at 58.49, up 33 cents. Soybean oil for May, 59.08, up 42 cents. Cotton for May, 82.62, final price, down 15 cents. Cotton for July, 83.25, down 33 cents. Live cattle for April, final price, 165.40, down 52.5 cents. High was 165.92.5. Live cattle for June, 160.60, final price, up 10 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 193.70, up $1.62.5.
This Saturday, get prime for a juicy prime rib special. Rockin' Brew's Restaurant is serving up a hearty 16-ounce prime rib every Saturday, 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. The delicious cut will be complemented with a Caesar or Rockin' House side salad, cheddar jalapeno cornbread, baked potato, and broccolini. Oh, and they didn't forget dessert. The meal is topped off with bread pudding made with bourbon caramel sauce. That's all for $24.95. Stay for the live music starting at 9 p.m. Only at Rockin' Brew's Casino Bremen, I-35, exit 231.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax 8 is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax 8 has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/tax8 or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Local Enhanced Management Areas, otherwise known as LEMAs, are voluntary water programs that have spread to parts of Kansas. I'm Samantha Bennett, and this is Agriculture Today. K-State economist Bill Golden shares information on how these programs started and the large impact that they truly can have on water conservation efforts.
The first local enhanced management area was started up in Sheridan County. We call it Sheridan 6 LEMA. These local enhanced management areas are voluntary programs. The producers get together and decide if they want to cut water use, how to come up with the formula for deciding who cuts what. They enter into these with the state. It basically modifies their water rights. One of the benefits of going with the local enhanced management area concept is that when the producers start the program, as an example, Sheridan 6, they started it for 5 years, and they agreed that if it didn't work, if it was not economically viable, that after 5 years, they could back out of it. The producers in Sheridan 6 cut water use by at least 20% relative to their neighbors.
Golden goes on to explain that the impact goes beyond just water conservation and has even led to greater earnings for producers.
Now, the Kansas Geological Survey has done a study and just asked how much water have they reduced relative to their historic averages. They have come up with the number. They've reduced water use 34%. We had a group of producers in the area that voluntarily gave me their economic data inside the LEMA, and we had producers outside the LEMA. And what we found was that they had reduced water use. Their yields were basically the same, but they were making more money. At the end of 5 years, these producers decided to re-up. The Kansas Geological Survey has come out, and what they have found is that the water level used to drop 2 to 3 feet a year, and now it's dropping 2 to 3 inches a year. Okay, so in that area, we just nearly stabilized the aquifer.
He explains that even he had his doubts with how successful this program could be in the beginning stages.
To be honest, I did the economic studies back in 2006 for them. We were predicting that they would lose money. Reducing water use 20% is a great idea. It's going to help the aquifer, but you're going to lose some money. And we made that prediction based on the assumption that the farmers were very efficient in their use of water. What we heard now after 4 or 5 or 6 years from those producers is, hey, Bill, we're just not as efficient as we thought we were. We're making better use of rainfall. We're putting in soil moisture monitors. They have also changed their seeding rate and their fertilizer rate. They're just more concerned on making money as opposed to making yield.
With insight on the benefits of the voluntary water conservation programs called LEMAs, that was K-State economist Bill Golden. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated, expecting well over 2,000 head of cattle for a special calf sale. They'll have 28 black springbred cows, bred beefy Angus bulls, 5 to 10-year-old cows, 160 black and Charlie steers nevers weigh 3 to 600 pounds, 30 black steers nevers 350 to 5, 100 mixed steers nevers 350 to 550, 95 black and red steers weighing 4 to 5, 150 black steers nevers 4 to 6 and a quarter, 65 weighing 4 to 6 and a quarter, 45 mostly black steers 425 to 5 and a quarter, 60 black steers nevers 450 to 575, 140 black steers weigh 450 to 6, 46 black steers nevers 450 to 6, 50 weighing 450 to 650, 140 mixed steers nevers 450 to 725, 130 mixed yearling heifers 475 to 650, 200 Charlotte Cross Steers in Eversway, 475 to 7. 45 Black Steers, 5 to 6. 5 Black Steers in Evers, 5 to 6. 120 Black and Charlotte Steers in Evers, 5 to 650. 42 Black Eversway, 5 to 650. 45 Mostly Black Steers, 5 to 675. 46 Black, Black and White Face, Red and White Face Steers in Evers, 5 to 750. 80 Black Steers, 575 to 6 and a quarter. 35 Black Heifers, 600 pounds. 30 Black Heifers, 675. 100 Black Steers, never 6 to 7. 120 Black and Charlotte Steers, never 6 to 8. 75 Mixed Steers, never 6 to 8. 30 Black and Charlotte Cross Heifers, 650 to 7. 50 Black and Red Steers, never 7 to 750. 20 Black Replacement Quality Heifers, 7 to 750. And 40 weighing in at 725 to 775. Big run of cattle for Thursday's sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Could you use a secret weapon for growing healthier vegetables this spring? It might be in your medicine cabinet. Details from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit KFB.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, March 9th, the 68th day of the year. Detective novelist Mickey Spillane was born on this day, and in 1964, the Ford Motor Company began production on the Mustang. When gardening season rolls around, be sure to keep a bottle of aspirin handy. No, not because gardening is a headache, but aspirin could benefit your vegetables. When used properly, spraying a diluted solution of aspirin water on some plants can accelerate germination and boost resistance to disease and insects. Not all vegetables are suitable for an aspirin regimen, but those in the nightshade family, namely eggplant, tomatoes, peppers, and potatoes, seem to respond the best. Keep your mixture no stronger than 1 aspirin per gallon of water. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Rain showers likely early on today, staying cloudy with a high nearing 46. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with a low around 26. Staying cloudy on Friday with a high of 45 and cloudy with a low around 31 throughout Friday night. A chance for some rain showers on Saturday, cloudy and breezy with a high of 46. Easterly winds around 15 and gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
All new for 2023, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a Chevy Trailblazer. It's priced at $30,900. They have a Chevy Traverse Premier Package. Two Buick Envisions. One's in essence, the other the Avenir Package. Check out these new 2023s at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Big 12 basketball action kicked off last night for the tournament, and 4 games underway again tonight. Starting off with last night's games, we saw the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers top the number 9 Texas Tech Red Raiders with a final score of 78-62 last night. West Virginia moves into the rounds starting today as they play later on with 2 p.m. against the Kansas Jayhawks. The Oklahoma State Cowboys also topped the number 10 Oklahoma Sooners yesterday, 57-49. They move forward with game number 3 with their game this evening. And day number 2 of the Big 12 Conference gets underway, starting off with their game number 1 at 11:30 tip-off. The early morning game is the number 4 Baylor Bears take on the number 5 Iowa State Hawkeyes, followed by the 2 p.m. tip-off today is the number 1 Kansas Jayhawks take on the number 8 West Virginia Mountaineers. The Oklahoma State Cowboys square up against the number 2 Texas Longhorns. That tip-off at 6 p.m. tonight, followed by game number 4 of the day as the number 3 Kansas State Wildcats are up against the number 6 at TCU Horned Frogs.
Sunflower Genetics invites you to our 27th annual production sale at the ranch near Dover, Kansas on March 17th. Offering 110 purebred Simmental, Angus, and Sim-Angus bulls, along with 40 heifers that come with our 4-year bull guarantee and an exclusive bred heifer option. Come join the Sunflower family on March 17th. For more information, see sunflowergenetics.com. Sunflower Genetics, the perfect blend of genetics for profit.
You need to be in La Crosse, Kansas at the La Crosse Livestock Market on March 15th at 1 p.m. for the 28th Annual Mid-Kansas Angus and Simmental Breeders Annual Bull Sale. With 50 Angus and Sim-Angus bulls selling, along with 25 commercial Angus and Sim-Angus females, the sale will be live, or you can visit liveauctions.tv to bid online. For more information, visit mkab.com. Or just come and visit us on March 15th at 1 p.m. at the La Crosse Livestock Market.
With tournament play underway in each conference, the Associated Press has also come out with their Big 12 a Player of the Year for 2023. And that choice was the unanimous pick by the Associated Press of our very own Kansas Jayhawk, Jalen Wilson. The 6'8" junior forward went into the Big 12 tournament leading the league with 19.7 points and 8.4 rebounds per game. He joined the Kansas State senior forward Keontae Johnson as the unanimous first team picks in the selection revealed on Tuesday this week. Johnson ended up averaging 17.8 points and 7 rebounds per game for the season. At the same time, first-year Kansas State Wildcat basketball head coach Jerome Tang was voted as the Coach of the Year by the Associated Press after playing 19 seasons as the assistant for Coach Scott Drew at Baylor. Tang had led the Wildcats to a 23-8 record for the regular season and third place in the Big 12 standings going into tournament play. Other recognitions included senior guard Adam Flagler and Kansas State junior guard Marquise Noel to round out the first-team picks for the year, with Noel finishing 5-8 in the Big 12's top free-throw shooter at 88.5%.
Wednesday night high school basketball girls scores from state tournament action. First in Great Bend, Class 1A Division 2. Undefeated and 2 overall seed Hanover Wildcats defeat Wallace County 63-32. They will face the 3-seeded Tipton Blue Jays as they defeated Hutchison Central Christian 45-40. That